Hi there, and thanks for joining us. Our town takeover of y'all was so successful that we met so many businesses, we had to have a second episode. So here is the Cork's Red FM town takeover of y'all, part two.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
Every town of this size, of course, had a cinema, and it was always a very classy cinema, as was the tradition. But over time, cinemas evolved and people's film-going habits evolved. But there is a fantastic cinema here in town where they're really bringing the old style back. It's the Regal, and the general manager is Scott Wilson, who's with me now. Scott, how are you?
Very good, sir. Thank you.
You are the best turned out person, without a doubt, who's come into me so far today.
Thank you very much.
This is the full uniform, is it?
This is the uniform, yeah. Okay. Sorry, for the manager. So yeah, when you walk into the Regal, you know, it's deserving of a shirt and tie.
It is deserving of a shirt and tie. Yeah. Tell me about the cinema itself, because it has a history.
Yeah, well, the cinema originally was built in 1936. It was the second cinema of the Hearst family. There was originally two cinemas in town here. The Horgans, who were very famous photographers from Ireland, and quite revolutionised the moving picture. And then the Hearst family. And they had the one on either side of the road, so... at that time, the cinemas were incredibly the centre of the hub of the community.
There was two cinemas, one on either side.
Packed out, you know, lines down the road for every matinee, every weekend. And it was a social point. It was an exciting time for cinema then. You know.
Cinema was not new, of course. It had been knocking around for a while. But presumably, it would have been new enough to y'all then.
The first cinema for the Regal opened in 1914 to 1935. That was the first incarnation in the Hearst Picture Palace. And that unfortunately burnt down in 1935. They subsequently built the Regal in 1936, and that's where it stands to this day. Until it closed down in 2010 during the recession, unfortunately. But then it's revamped, reimagined, and reopened in July last year. And so we've been open almost a year now.
Very good. And you know, I hate seeing cinemas close. Mm-hmm. And every small town in Ireland had a cinema. Now, it mightn't have been the biggest. It may only have had the one screen. But the point was, as you say, it was somewhere to go. It was a focal point for the local community. What did it mean to lose it in 2010?
Well, it's interesting that, you know, my operations manager, Killian, is a local lad. He's from y'all. So he's been through the good times and the hard times. So he can tell you exactly what it meant to y'all to lose that. I think it was almost a domino effect. You know, the industry left town, and then eventually the last thing to go really was combined with the introduction of digital over the film, which was a bit more expensive. It was very hard for independent cinemas to undertake with the digital revolution. So when that went as well, it was very much a sign of the time for the town. You know, it was tough for them, very tough.
Yeah, but you then decided, well, that's not very good, is it? So we need to
not
get
me
it.
Personally. I wish I could take the credit for that one.
Somebody somewhere decided, well, we need to do something here, didn't they?
Yeah, well, the owners now partially have ties to the town. And the cinema is not what they do. They're builders at heart, and they have a few projects ongoing in town, most notably the Loretto Convent, which is next to the Walter Raleigh, which they're renovating into apartments, which will be unbelievable.
So they like renovating things.
So they'll buy things at auction, and then such as the Regal or estates, and then they'll finish them off, kind of thing.
Tell us about the cinema itself, because it's not your commoner garden omniplex experience.
Given
how well you're dressed, I'm not expecting it to be commoner garden.
No,
at all.
It's. I mean, when you do your research, it's amazing how we've came to accept how badly a cinema experience is, if you think about it. You know, and I'd hate to be disrespectful to any other cinema, but just the experience itself is, you've come to accept it. You go in there, you're bombarded by chocolate. There's no appreciation for you going there. You sit down, you pay too much money for a movie, and then you leave, and nobody cares that you came. You know, and
just try to avoid this.
The Regal is the absolute opposite of
okay,
that.
Okay, so how is it different? I mean, it has a fantastic name, what one would expect a Regal experience, but what's the difference?
Well, we've been restored to this classic Art Deco style. We have the old classic look. Once you go in there, you're transported back in time. Once you go in there, you'll feel it for yourself. But we've combined that with the latest technology. We've also progressively become a bit more multifaceted. So we have a beautiful wine bar upstairs.
Stop the lights, you've got drink. Oh, wow, okay.
So we have a great range of wines. We do soft drinks, teas and coffees, hot chocolates, etc. So you can go in there anytime. It's a social area. Before or after movie, or even if you're not even going to a movie, you can go in there.
Hang on, can you bring the drink with you to your seat?
And you can take it into the cinema, yeah.
Okay. Better quality popcorn?
Oh, well, the popcorn's great. Yeah, no, the popcorn's very good.
And you see, now that you're building it up to the point at which I'm really excited about going to see it. But at the same time, do you only show the artsy movies? Or do you show everything?
Not at all.
But also, Avengers.
No. I mean, we do that. I mean, obviously, we did the Avengers midnight launch, which was incredible. But we do everything. We've done everything from charity events, showing the local primary schools, Christmas play, for the autism department, so they came in and watched it on the big screens, which was incredible for the kids. We do pajama parties at Christmas time and Halloween. Kids come down in their PJs or Easter pajama parties with balloon drops and everything.
And there is more than one screen inside there, isn't there?
We have two screens, yeah.
Two screens.
Screen one is 139 capacity, screen two is 60 capacity. And we have a third screen, what we call it, we fondly call it our third screen, it's actually our events lounge, which is a multi-use room for a sort of secondary bar. It's used for birthday parties,
everything. Fantastic.
So baby showers, you name it.
Yeah, you can have your own little private cinema party inside.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Show what you want. Now, can I ask you a question?
Work away.
Did you bring back the thing that I think is missing most in modern cinemas?
And that would be?
The double seats.
The double C's, no.
You should not bring back the double. No. There's an opportunity there. There's teenagers the length and breadth of the country give their left leg to have a double seat back in the
cinema. I know, but you know, I don't want to spend my whole night watching the cameras.
With your flashlight. Look, it's fantastic that you've done it, and it has such a history as well. Was there a projectionist who...
There was, yeah. Mikey was a local of the town. Mikey Roche worked between the... Again, said there was two cinemas on the street. And between the two cinemas, he worked on the street for over 70 years.
Wow.
At one point, he was the oldest living projectionist, I believe, in Europe. And he passed away, unfortunately. He closed the doors in 2010, the Regal, and passed away a few years later. So, unfortunately, never got to see the reincarnation, which is a real shame because I think he'd be very proud of what we've done with the place.
And how have the people of y'all reacted to the cinema reopening
wonderful.
In this wonderful
yeah.
new style?
I mean, you know... Besides that, before we reopened, they'd had to go 30 kilometres one way or 35 kilometres the other way to Dungarvan and Middleton. So now it's great for them to have it on their doorstep. We believe we're very much part of the community now. We do as much as we can for the community, like black and white screenings, free events, you know. But we're just so looking forward to reaching our first milestone and celebrating with the town of Yall because they've supported us through... The winter months, and now we're looking forward to a busy summer.
Well, Scott, you have respected the number one rule of Red Business by bringing something nice. So you brought the ice cream, so I really do appreciate that. Well turned out as well.
You're
can
very
I just
welcome.
Thank you for that and wish everybody in the
room. We have you guys
best
tonight. We're hosting you guys tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Red FM. So we've given tickets away to, I think, on Dave Max Drive. So they're giving tickets away tonight to Men in Black International at 8:30 tonight.
Very good. Well, by the time this goes out, that'll be a distant memory for everyone who went to it, but I'm sure it'll have been a fantastic affair. Yeah. The Regal Cinema's website is?
www.regalcinema.ie, and we also have an app, Facebook and Instagram. Yeah.
Scott Wilson, absolute pleasure.
Thank you
so much. Give the double seats a thought. Will you give the teenagers something to look forward to?
No worries.
Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.
One of the first things you see when you drive into Yall is a fantastic hotel, the Walter Raleigh Hotel, which has a huge history and, by all accounts, a great future. With me now is Grace Murphy-Casey, who is the sales and marketing manager for the Walter Raleigh. Grace, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about the hotel. I mean, it is a real historic part of the town, isn't it?
It really, really is. In fairness, as you said yourself, it is one of the first places you see as you come into Yall, and it's absolutely breathtaking both outside and inside it. So,
how long has it been knocking around? I mean, it's been there a good few years.
It's been there for years, absolutely for years, and people would remember it kind of the old style Walter Raleigh because it's been passed through so many hands. The current owners of the hotel, Nick and Grace Ryan. They've put so much work into the hotel. It's a totally different hotel.
And it is now marketed as a boutique hotel. So to someone uncultured and uncouth like myself, what's a boutique hotel? Something fancy.
Well, you know, as I say, the minute you walk in the door, you're just taken away by the whole, setting of the hotel. The way it's designed, as I said, Nick and Grace have put so much work into it. It's just breathtaking.
So what is the main business of the hotel? I mean, rooms are obviously very important and you are a tourist town and definitely a growing tourist town, but what else is there for you?
Well, our most popular one is definitely weddings. We've been thriving in weddings, especially the last 2 years. And we recently had a new general manager that took over, Michael Brett. and he's done tremendous work on the wedding front. We've just launched our new wedding packages as well, which would be our silver, our gold, and our platinum wedding packages.
Oh, see, now I'm intrigued. What is a platinum wedding? I mean, thankfully I'm done and dusted, so I don't have to care about this, but for some poor fecker listening, what is a platinum wedding and why would his bride-to-be want it?
Now, your platinum wedding package is €70 per guest. Now, that would include everything from your meal choice, and then, of course, all the extras that are included as well in your wedding packages would be like your arrivals, drinks, your setup of the room then as well. That's also included as well. Discounted rate for your wedding guests that stay at the hotel. All the little extras that we'd put in for you, that's all included in your package.
Do people have very high expectations for weddings these days as well? Because, you know, everybody will remember the good wedding and the hotel that looked after everybody, and there'll always be the one who goes, well, you know, wasn't as great. And I'm not saying the Walter Raleigh would ever be on that list, but you have high standards to achieve, don't you?
Exactly. And of course, like, this is a bride and groom's most important day, so they do want everything to go perfectly. And in fairness to us at the Walter Raleigh, we have a very good team, which is constantly working behind the scenes and advising the bride and groom as well along the way, the best options for them and what it makes it an easy sailing for them on the run-up to their wedding.
Now, we've been talking on this special episode from y'all about how the town is really trying to reinvent itself as a tourist destination, and that suits you guys down to the ground because you've got hotel rooms that you need to fill. So is there a sense that you are embarking on that journey and that you're going to build on the success that you've had today?
Absolutely. I mean, look, y'all is picking itself back up and growing stronger and stronger every day. I mean, say we're at the start of the summer season here now in y'all, and to kick it all off, we're starting off at Ironman, and it's only up and upwards we're going to be going from here, you know, so such is great.
And are you from y'all? Are you originally
I'm
a y'allite?
I'm actually a City Girl.
You're a City Girl, and you have been bought over by this.
I have. Now, like many of your listeners, they've come to y'all as kids, you know, and
to Perks.
To Perks, absolutely Perks, and you know, it just takes your breath away when you come into the town, and you know, I absolutely love it, living down here, and my two kids, they love it, and there's nowhere else they'd rather be. So yeah.
Well, look, we wish you and everybody in the Walter Raleigh the best of success for the weddings and the lunches and the rooms and everything else. The Red FM crowd there stayed last night. I hope they didn't make too much of a mess.
Not at all. They were an absolute pleasure.
Most of those stains will come out with a good wash. Grace, it's been a pleasure. Grace Murphy Casey from the Walter Raleigh Hotel. The website for anyone who wants to look it up is
WalterRaleighHotel.com.
Fantastic. Grace, thank you so much for joining us.
Perfect. Thank you.
The only show in town for Cork business, Red Business.
Y'all has many different types of retail outlets, but my next guest opened her shop about 3 years ago and has become one of the leading lights in fashion, not just in the town, but in the East Cork area. Kerry Long from Kerry's Closet, how are you?
Oh, good, jeez, that was a nice introduction. I love that. Oh, my God, really talking me up.
It was nice, wasn't it? Kerry, tell me a little bit about the store. What do you do?
Yeah, so my store is Kerry's Closet. It's a ladies' fashion boutique. I sell a bit of everything: accessories, scarves, handbags, belts, jewellery, you name it. I'm just there on the main street.
So you're just up from where we are now takeover shop.
Just a small bit down from Clock Gate.
Okay, so why did you set the business up 3 years ago? What did you do up to that point?
What did I do? I was travelling. I was travelling for a good few years, and I got into the fashion industry in Australia. So then I came home and I just said, do you know what, I'll just open up my own boutique. Why not? See how it goes.
That's a kind of a stressful thing to do at the best of times.
But do you know what? I was very naive starting. Yeah, big time. I was so naive. Oh my God, I thought it would be just a walk in the park. Oh my God, boy, was I wrong. But no, come here. It has its advantages and disadvantages, just like any other business. But yeah, it can get very stressful.
So what were the stress points when you were setting up?
Well, when I was stress point, I suppose, you know, business, I suppose, being busy, like, see, I'm a one-man show, so I wear loads of different hats, you know? So, like, I mean, like, we'll say ordering stock, like, being open if, like, I'm sick or trying to get cover for the shop, you know, bills.
Yeah, bills are a killer.
Yeah, bills, you know what I mean?
So tax man.
Tax man, your rates, your electricity. Oh, my God, the list goes on.
When you were not a business person, yeah, you probably were pretty immune to all of that. You didn't realise that all that had to go into it. Was it a terrible shock? And I mean, I've had this experience myself, setting up my own business. You know, you don't realise all the different bits and pieces that need to be done.
Yeah.
Never mind what you're actually supposed to be doing with your business.
Yeah. Do you know what? There are some hidden costs, aren't there? There are some hidden costs. Yeah, there. But you know what? Saying that, I love it. Like,
yeah, ladies' yeah. fashion, that would not be my thing. So,
really?
you can tell. So, what do you sell?
What do I sell? Okay, I sell ladies' clothing. And you see, do you know what I try to do? I try to cater for all ages and all sizes. So I do like from sizes 8 to 20, and I try to cater for all ages. So I do plus sizes as well. I also do jewellery. That's for every age. Like, people ask me, what's my, like, who's my target? Like, everybody is my target, because I think, like, you know, if I try and bring in, like, some clothing for, like, the older ladies, they're nearly looking at me as if to say, are you for real? And they're picking out something that the 18-year-olds would wear.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing.
Well, you see, you can't pigeonhole people, can you? You never know when they come through the door what they're going to like.
No, exactly. So that's, I suppose, that's another thing that's hard as well, you know, in, like, retail, trying to, like, get into the, like, the mindset maybe of a 70-year-old, what they'd wear, but the 70-year-old wants to be wearing what the 20-year-old is wearing these days.
Is it all about listening to your customers, though? It doesn't really matter what perception you have coming through the door. Going through their mind is something completely different.
Mm. Yeah, that is tough. Big time, yeah. Get to know your customers, yeah. I learn that every day. I think that's an ongoing process, you know. Yeah. I don't think you can ever stop learning about what your customer wants or needs, you know.
Well, what I find fascinating about your business is that Ladies Fashions, you're up against all the big players in the world. You're up against the ASOSs and the Pennies and all the high-end retailers that are out there. Yet, it is an industry where people can actually have successful small businesses, because all around, and East Cork is known for this, like, you know, Middleton has another kind of a series of shops like Kerry's Closet, and they all seem to manage to survive with the word of mouth, with the credibility that they bring. You know, she'll sort you out for the wedding, or she'll get you something for that. Why is that, do you think? Why is it that you have these traditionally female-led entrepreneurships in businesses like that, particularly down this part of the world?
Well, do you know what? I can't speak for anybody else, but I think with me, well, number one, I have an online website. So I have kerryscloset.com.
Ah, you see.
You know, and I'm very busy with shipping to America. Yeah, big
time.
So how
do the Americans find out about Kerry's Closet and all the lovely things you have?
It's through social media. And then I'm constantly, like, you know, promoting kerryscloset.com. So, like, I've had a lot of orders go to Vegas, South Africa, England. Yeah, so I'm busy with my website as well. So I think I'm busy, I'm lucky that way. But I think social media is the only way to go, like, these days. If I was to depend on footfall, I don't think it would work as good, you know. And also as well, like, say, what I also do as well, say if a customer is looking for something in particular, like they're looking for a red dress to their knee, no sleeves, I'll go away and I'll source that for them.
Okay.
So if someone is looking for something in particular for a wedding or whatever, I'll go away and source that as well. So I think I'm busy. I'm busy that way as well, you know.
And how do you manage to source that then? Is there a way in which you can do it? I mean, God bless us all. We're all a little bit slow when it comes to finding things.
But yeah, I suppose, like, I mean, I get onto my wholesale. I have different type of wholesalers and all that, you know, and I just go through everything with a fine tooth comb.
Yeah, okay. You know? So, look, give us the website again if people want to find out more about
it. Yeah, it's
kerryscloset.com. Kerry. KerryScloset.com.
Exactly.
You're up the street from us here on Main Street.
North Main Street.
Okay,
yeah.
And what's the future got for you?
Oh my God, could be plenty more of Kerry's Closets.
Okay, Kerry Long from Kerry's Closet, thank you so much for joining us here
on
the All Town Takeover, and we wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you. Cheers.
My thanks again to all of our guests and everyone who made us feel so welcome in Y'all for the Town Takeover. All episodes are up on redextra.ie, along with the very best of content from Cork's Red FM. Niamh Hennessy produced, and we'll catch you on the next one.
The only show in town for Cork business. Red Business.